Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Blue Friday. You know, I'm definitely feeling a little blue since a certain game that happened yesterday.
Yeah, man, that Brewers game was rough.
It was so rough.
Freaking Dodgers,
those
man.
Poor guys.
And those Krakens.
Oh, God. It was really bad.
Yesterday stung.
Are we going to recover?
No.
We're not going to recover?
I'm so done.
Oh, no. We're just tapping out?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. But look, we dressed to kill this morning. We look awesome in our Hawks gear.
And I'm
ready
back
for Monday.
Back to thinking about the Seattle Seahawks. Oh, that's just what we do here in Seattle, right?
Oh, for sure. And we're going to get into a lot of this in the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today it's World Trauma Day. And I feel like yesterday was a traumatic experience trying to watch that Seattle Mariners game once again. Boy, oh boy, I don't even know what to say anymore, but now the series is tied at 2 games apiece, but it sure as hell doesn't feel like that. It feels like they're up 3 games to nothing right now.
About the fourth inning,
yeah.
We already looked like it was over. It was rough. And I was so disappointed because my son, for the first time pretty much all season, was really into the game last night.
Well, that was the bad game to pick.
I know. He was making me feel a little bit of hope, but I'm just like, what? Where were you the rest of the season, bro?
I mean, it started off kind of good with Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor is like the only bright spot right now for this team, it seems like. I mean, it's just, I don't even know what the hell is going on. But, man, if there's a time for your manager to step up and figure out a way to, like, reignite the flame to get things, the mojo going in the right direction. Dan Wilson, a lot of pressure on you right now because the Toronto Blue Jays look freaking unstoppable.
It's just funny because I feel like 2.5 days ago,
I know.
Everyone was just like, yes, this is happening. And now it's just like, yeah, we need to figure it
this
out.
This sums up sports to the T. Yeah. I mean, it's just like the highs of highs, the low of lows. Freaking Max Scherzer. I mean, this guy's what, like 76 years old?
Yes.
He hasn't pitched in like 5 years.
No.
And then he goes out there and he pitches a gem. I'll tell you, though, when the manager went up to check up on him when he was, like, thinking about pulling him, and you saw Max Scherzer just went into, like, full angry dad mode and started yelling at the manager, who then sheepishly turned around, like, I ain't effing with this guy. That told me everything I need to know. I'm like, this team is so dialed in. I mean, obviously, a lot could change, but it does not look good.
No, he was, like, the final boss out there. It was really terrifying.
I hated it. I hated everything about yesterday's game. I mean, I hope that the pitching can... Bryce Miller, he's pitching, right?
It's Miller time tonight. Okay. Miller time for sure. Oh, it's today. What is the game at
3 o'clock?
Oh, my God. So traffic's going to be a mess. Good luck with that, everybody, as you try to get home today.
That's so miserable, man.
Yes, but he had a very dominant game one win over Toronto, so maybe we can turn that around. Meanwhile, Brian Wu, recovering from his pec injury, will be available out of the bullpen rather than starting, so he'll make his return after nearly a month.
See, but you see what happened with Scherzer? You see what happened with Shane Bieber? Those were two guys who are like, man, I don't know if they're ready to get in there, and they, I mean, granted, they're veterans, and they showed why they were former Cy Young Award winners, but... Put Wu in.
Please.
I mean, or maybe save him for tomorrow's or for the next game. Because, I mean, I just don't feel. It's so frustrating because this is like a team that was known for their pitching. And I have no confidence in this pitching staff
right now.
No,
it's real bleak right now.
Well, and especially last night watching the game when they're like, Luis Castillo, this is his best year. And this is Max, whatever his name is, Scherzer's worst year.
Yes.
And that's not what happened last night.
And Castillo, at first, I was like, oh, yeah. He's got it. He's got the eye of the tiger. It then soon turned into the eye of the pussycat. I'm sorry, I'm very frustrated. I got to tone it down. And then you got the Kraken. They lost 4-3 to the Ottawa Senators. But they pick up a point, so that's good. At least Chandler Stephenson, he had a couple of goals. Shane Wright got a goal as well. Philip Grubauer, he stopped 20 of 23 shots. And if you go on social media, the I hate Grubauer comments are already starting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yesterday, millions took part in the Great Washington Shakeout, practicing how to drop, cover, and hold on, which we did here in the studio.
Hey, the Mariners did it too yesterday.
Oh, no.
I know, it was so weird. Like, we're in the studio, and then all of a sudden this happened.
Right now, drop, cover, and hold on.
Okay, and at that moment, Tyron Daly actually did drop and cover. I don't know if you realize that it was just a test.
This position protects you from being knocked down.
How come? Tyron's the only one doing it.
If you are using a wheeled mobility device,
am I doing
lock
good?
Your wheels.
Lock your wheels.
If you cannot get down to the ground, sit down.
So nice job, Tyron. You were safe.
I'm feeling very prepared for the big one.
Why were we doing this yesterday?
The Great American Shakeout. You're supposed to practice for the big earthquake.
Okay.
It's coming, Steve. It's all coming right for us.
And so they have that like this app and these sensors that can like let us know within seconds if the earthquake is coming?
That's what they say. It's getting better.
Do I need to download an app? Like an earthquake app?
I'm thinking maybe it'll be like an Amber Alert kind of a thing. You know, that everybody gets it in that region. I'm assuming. I hope so. I don't know how it works.
I'm kind of maxed out on apps. So I'm sure as hell not dropping my Burger King app for an earthquake app. No. That's for sure. Hey, as far as Thursday Night Football last night, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Joe Flacco.
41 years old.
What were you calling this game again?
40 years old. The Icy Hot Bowl.
He apparently put more Icy Hot on than Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, he did.
Aaron Rodgers probably took some mushrooms. Hey, weather 59 degrees and clear today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
He was the top draft pick for our Seattle Seahawks, and he has had a great start to the season on offensive line. His name is Gray Zabel, a rookie for our Seattle Seahawks, and he's going to be joining us at 6:20.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Steve Miggs, this is a glorious Blue Friday here in the PNW, marching toward Monday Night Football. The Seahawks taking on the Texans at home at Lumen Field Monday night. And we're going to catch up right now with Gray Zabel, left guard, number 76 for our Seattle Seahawks. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Dude, we're doing great, man. It's so great to talk to you. There's so many questions asked. First, congratulations on so far what has been a great rookie season, a great start to the season just for the team in general. How are you feeling now that you've acclimated to the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, we're starting to settle in, and we're kind of getting into the swing of football week in and week out. And we're enjoying the weather out here so far, but I can kind of tell rainy season's coming upon us, so get ready for it.
Gray, I have a question for you. I know that you received a lot of attention right out of the gate because of your love for Busch Light. And I was just wondering if you're still a Busch Light guy or if you found any Pacific North beers that seem to satisfy the craving.
Yeah, Busch Light's going to be the true way to my heart, but kind of dug into some Rainiers when I was at a Mariners game after a Thursday night win. So at the end of the day, if you get a few wins, you can maybe celebrate with a beer or two.
Now, Gray, you just mentioned our Mariners, and the last time that our guys were playing in the ALCS, you weren't even born yet. But earlier this season, you got to throw out a first pitch at a Mariners game. What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome, kind of being down on the field and realizing how big T-Mobile Park is, and it was a great time. A lot of the rookies got to be there, and we got to enjoy kind of that baseball. And I mean, it just goes to show how awesome of a kind of team and atmosphere and fans that they have there, and we're rooting for them here in this series.
Hey, great. This may be a strange question because I'm sure like you're focused on, you know, playing the game and dominating in your position. But like as us fans, you know, I get so sucked into like watching all the experts talking about stuff. I go on YouTube, go down the rabbit hole of all these different, you know, sports personalities sharing. And the overwhelming response is just how great of a draft pick that you were and also just how great of a performance you've had so far this year. Do you pay attention to that kind of stuff or hear that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I try my best to have tunnel vision and stuff. And sometimes you see that here and there stuff. But at the end of the day, like, what matters is who we got in our building, what coaches we got. And at the end of the day, you got to protect your quarterback. So I think it's cool that maybe there is some recognition out there. But at the end of the day, you just got to kind of put your head down, go to work every single day, and continue to improve.
So what's the experience been like for you with Sam Darnold? I mean, it's just been, as a fan, we're watching him. It's what an incredible start to the season he's been having. But do you have any favorite memories so far about working with Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I think just from day one getting here, he's been an unbelievable leader. Just a guy's guy that you want to play as hard as you possibly can for. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's one of those things where he's a veteran, he's a mentor, he's a leader. I try and play my hardest and do my best to not let him down because he's a guy like you just want to play your heart out for and be the best football player you can possibly be.
If you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Gray Zabel, number 76, for our Seattle Seahawks. We are so fired up you're in Seattle, but I know you have roots in South Dakota, so I have a South Dakota question for you, Gray. I know that Mount Rushmore is probably one of the most popular places that you can visit if you go to South Dakota, but have you been to Wall Drug? Because I know...
Oh, yeah.
Is Wall Drug... Does it live up to the hype?
The amount of signs that are on the interstate, like Wall Drug, 90 miles away, Wall Drug, 15 miles away, it's probably the most advertised small town America in the entire world. Like, it's unbelievable. It's a cool, neat little town, a lot of shops, a lot of good food. But yes, I have been to Wall Drug.
I'm glad when I first moved here to the Pacific Northwest, I came from New York and we drove cross country. And I remember that strip. I'll never forget. And this is over 20 years ago. And it was like you said, every few miles, Wall Drug is coming. And I'm just like, what is Wall Drug? And when we finally got there, I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can give Gray Zabel a follow, by the way, on Instagram at Gray_Zabel. And Gray, we've got Halloween coming up in just a few weeks. What do you think is the goat of all Halloween candy?
Gosh, this is a really good question because I could go multiple ways. I mean, you can never go wrong with sour gummy worms, just like a little miniature pack.
The trolleys?
Yes, those are elite. That's like a 99-yard drive.
Oh, my
God. Right there. That's just elite. That or the, gosh, I don't even know what you call them, but like they're like the... I can't even explain them right now. It's tough. But, yeah, there's a lot of elite candy out there. Let's just go trolley sour gummy worms right now.
I think we all agree with you on that one for sure.
Well, how do you feel about the nerd clusters then?
That's what they were.
Oh! You're like a mind reader.
Figure it out. Yes, the nerd clusters. I was trying to, like, figure out what they were. Those are the best. Those are elite as well.
Did we just become best friends? Because it feels like we did.
Yeah.
Hey, Gray, I know we got to let you run, but one quick question. You've been here now for a few months. What has been some of the favorite things you get to do? I know you don't have a lot of downtime, but are there favorite places to go eat, favorite places to just go frequent? Like, what have you fallen in love with now that you're a part of the Pacific Northwest culture?
Yeah, I would say the unbelievable golf that you can play out here. That's That's kind of my second passion is playing golf when I can. The seafood's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I know it might come to a shock, but the seafood ain't the best in middle of nowhere South Dakota. So it's not really the freshest seafood, so that's been awesome. And then I really enjoy going to, like, other sporting events. So Mariners game, hopefully we get to see some Seattle Kraken this offseason.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm excited to be out here, and I'm enjoying it so far.
And now you got Monday Night Football coming up right around the corner after this weekend, and that's going to be your first one on the big lights of Monday Night Football, and that's got to be exciting.
Absolutely. I'm excited for it.
Thank you, Gray Zabel, so much for the time this morning. And go Hawks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we lost a guitar legend as Ace Frehley of Kiss passed away. And one Seattle rock star shared a fantastic tribute to the Spaceman.
And actually, it pertains to this very song that we're listening to right now, oddly enough.
You're going to hear what he said after Pearl Jam.
Daily Mix Show.
Ace Frehley, the legendary guitarist for Kiss, the original Spaceman, your favorite guitarist, Steve
yes.
Miggs, has passed away at the age of 74 following complications from a fall.
And I know a fall happened a little bit ago, and then his family had him on life support, and sadly they had to make that tough decision. Mm-hmm. And then slowly throughout the day, you started seeing different tributes and different people paying their respects and showing love. I did not realize how many people in my world are not, maybe not Kiss fans, but Ace Frehley fans.
Yes.
Because I think Ace kind of was the cool, he was the cool member of Kiss. Like,
absolutely.
Even if you didn't like Kiss, you're like, Ace is pretty badass. He had that look, the Spaceman look was going, the guitar. I mean, it made so many people want to play the Les Paul. That was pretty awesome as well. But I have to say, yesterday that hit me way worse than any rock star passing ever.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Steve.
And I was just kind of, you know, they say nostalgia is a hell of a drug. And I just started thinking about, like, you know, Kiss. And, like, you know, for me, it was Kiss and wrestling were the two things when I grew up I fell in love with. And those were the two things that I got made fun of a lot. And throughout my adult years, I continue to still love them and continue to still be made fun of for them. But I will always have a soft spot in my heart for Kiss, especially Ace Frehley. I just think his guitar solos, while kind of sloppy, always melodic, always something that you can kind of sing along with. And I think what them being sloppy is what made them great. Like, he had a raw guitar vibe to him. And then when he would sing, I'm such a massive fan of Ace Frehley. And it was weird because I'd been on an Ace Frehley kick for like the last month or so before the fall happened.
Yeah.
And then when the fall happened, I'm like, this is just so strange that like Ace has been on my, like, you know, he's been like on heavy rotation when it comes to like listening to his solo stuff, listening to the Kiss stuff as well. I've always thought his songs were the best when it came to Kiss. But when I was looking through all the tributes, the one that really struck me, I mean, you know, Gene put out a tribute, Peter, Paul, the band did as well. Lots of rock stars did. I know your boys in Rush, they put out a great tribute to him as well. But it was Mike McCready. He shared a great piece about how he learned about Ace's passing from his buddy Rick Friel, who's a great listener of the show as well, in a band when they were in a band called Shadow. Rick was the first guy on the bus in 77 with a Kiss lunchbox, told him about Ace, changed his life. He got a guitar to join Rick's band, and then they started covering Kiss's Come On and Love Me. He said, all of my friends have spent untold hours talking about Kiss and buying Kiss stuff. Ace was a hero of mine, and I would also consider a friend. I studied his solos endlessly over the years. And this is the part that Mike McCready shared that I was like, I had a feeling, but when I finally read it, I was like, yep, that makes sense. Mike said, just listen to Alive. I used his solo from She as a template. Ace also jammed on some songs as well. He said, I would have never picked up a guitar without Ace and Kiss's influence. So I grabbed Alive, the guitar solo. I'm sure you know it, but just, and we just played it, but just so you could have it as a refresher. I've always thought that Mike wore his Ace Frehley influence on his sleeve with Pearl Jam and with all the bands that he's played in. All right, and so now here's the song She that Ace Frehley played the guitar solo on that Mike McCready said that he basically used that as a template for the guitar solo for Alive.
Steve Miggs We have our friend Joe Dredd on the phone wanting to call up and chat a little Ace. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. It's kind of a tricky morning. After the news broke yesterday, I stayed off of social media. I just stayed away from it.
Yeah.
Because you might even hear it in my voice right now. It's hard to keep a straight face and, you know, not lose it because this is huge in my world. Well,
and for those who know, Joe is in a KISS tribute band called Almost Human and celebrates the music of KISS, and that's something that Joe and I have bonded over the years, just our mutual love for KISS. Joe, I'll be honest, for me at least, I went on social media and it put a big smile on my face because I didn't realize how many people, from my friends to like the Tom Morellos, the Maynard James Keenan of Tool, to all these artists and all these people sharing their love for Ace Frehley.
Yeah, there's a lot of love for that. And my phone was blowing up with text messages, people reaching out. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. But, you know, this is something that being a KISS fan from back in the 70s, we knew was inevitable at some point. And I had a feeling that Ace would be the first guy to go because he had the most careless life, you know. A lot of booze, a lot of drugs, a lot of wrecked cars and whatnot. So it came as no surprise, but nobody ever wants this to happen. You know, we never want to see our heroes go away.
No.
And Ace was one of the great guitar heroes of the 70s. Yes, he was sloppy, self-admitted. He was sloppy, but he was Ace freaking Frehley, you know?
Absolutely. I think that his sloppiness is what made him great.
Yeah. But yeah, long live Ace Frehley, rock legend.
Thank you, Joe Dredd. We love you, man.
People go on YouTube. There's like montages of just his guitar solos, and also the smoke would come out of the guitar. He would shoot fireworks out of his. I mean, it was all show, but also underneath all the show was some tasty guitar solos.
Oh yeah,
I did find a clip of because you mentioned Ace had his demons, and there was an interview he did way way back in the day on this show called the Tom Snyder Show, which was kind of like a David Letterman of their time, or of a Jimmy Fallon of their time, or a Jimmy Kimmel of their time, a late night talk show, a big opportunity for this band KISS to get exposure. They all go on there in full makeup. Ace is wasted, like high as a kite. And there's a moment where throughout the entire interview, he can't stop laughing. And then they keep cutting to Gene. And like, you could kind of see what their relationship was. Gene looks so angry. This is our opportunity to be on national television to get the word out about our music. And you're just blitzed in
just
front of
blowing
everyone.
It.
And so here's a moment with Tom Snyder where Ace really is just gone.
But you're kind of like a spaceman, huh?
No, actually, I'm a plumber. Listen,
I got a little piece of pipe backstage I'd like to have you work on.
Tell me about it.
And he just keeps laughing and
just
laughing.
Maniacal.
And my buddy Craig said, I'm not sure if this is true, and he said there's a rumor out there that when DC Comics made the Joker, they patterned his vibe off of Ace Frehley's laugh from that interview.
That checks.
Yeah,
for
right.
Sure.
It totally has a Joker vibe to it. Oh, and you said Rush also put out a great tribute to them as well.
Oh yeah, they said that when KISS invited them to open up for them on tour in the mid 70s, that it just changed the trajectory of their career, and that those guys were so nice and they had so much fun together. And Alex and Geddy, they bonded with Ace really specifically. He loved the jokesters that they were and how much fun that they would all have together, and they would just go on for hours and hours and hours.
There's a great piece I saw that they were talking about how they would always do these stupid jokes and they would be laughing and dying, and then Gene would come in and Gene would not find any humor in it. And they're like, yeah, Gene hated everything about this, which made Ace love it more. And then they finally look at the camera and they're just like, yeah, we were all on drugs and Gene wasn't.
True story.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? His record is 327 wins, 107 losses, and 94 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.